the mind rests in the experience of hearing. If it's supportive, you can repeat the phrase, "Hearing is being known." As the mind learns to rest or trust this experience of hearing, noticing the three characteristics, noticing the changing nature of the hearing, it flows like a river does. Noticing that hearing doesn't deliver personal satisfaction. Hearing isn't capable of making this person happy. And we notice the impersonal nature of the hearing. The hearing is arising due to causes and conditions. So, in a direct way, discerning the impersonal nature of the experience of hearing. And you can even contemplate the different view, establishing in the mind, "I'm hearing." And then contemplating, "Hearing is being known." And going back and forth a few times, noticing the difference. Allowing the mind to fall back into its habit, this constructed sense of me who's listening to sounds. And then allowing the mind to relax and become more refined. And then there's this simple activity of sounds being known. There are the sounds and then the knowing of the sounds happening together. And this experiencing of sounds being known is changing, not worthy of grasping, and impersonal, conditional. Opening now to the energy field of the sensations. Trusting the experience of sensation, physical sensations, as they are. Noticing the tendency of the mind to, out of habit, cling to images of the body or ideas about the body. But these ideas and images aren't necessary. Sensations being known. This experiencing of sensations being known doesn't require any thing else. Allowing the mind to let go of ideas of location, evaluations even of pleasantness and unpleasantness aren't necessary, just sensations being known. And as we did before, if you wish to contemplate, bring up the idea of my body, thoughts about, images about your body, and then contrast that with the direct experiencing of sensations, sensations being known. And again, going back and forth a few times. Is it possible to more completely trust the opening to sensations now? Embodiment as a refuge. Quite naturally, noticing the changing nature of sensation, this great field of sensory vibrations. And although it might be quite peaceful to be letting go, not attaching to the sensations themselves aren't worthy of grasping. Nothing is to be gained. Just stress if we take them personally, or grasp, or try to control. Indirectly discerning, understanding the impersonal nature of these sensations that are moving. Is there, in the immediate experience, is there anything personal about the vibrations and sensations and the physicality? Anything personal in this experiencing? Actively contemplating the nature of sensation. So not just resting in sensation, but the mind is contemplating, not thinking about it, but contemplating the changing nature, the unsatisfying nature, the impersonal nature. Sensation as Dhamma, the way it is. What the mind sees here with sensation is seen everywhere. So we'll continue this awareness of sensation, but then be alert to thoughts that come and go, and begin to contemplate the ephemeral, unsatisfying, and impersonal nature of thoughts. And if and when a thought, an emotion, some pattern seems quite personal, just contemplate that personal feeling as something being known. It's just this body-mind experience being known. Noticing how long it's there, present, before it changes or falls away. And remember, we're not trying to make experience fit our idea, but allow it to reveal itself for what it is. Even any attempts to practice can be seen as mind-body activity being known. As if we were to ask, is this self or just something being known? Just mind-body activity being known. as seductive as seeing can be. Even seeing shares this impersonal nature. So if you like, you can allow the eyes to open if they've been closed. Just gazing down in front. Aware, awake to the seeing, shape and color and form, light, all being known. Even as you see parts of the body, is this self, is this me, or is it something being seen here and now? Shape and form being seen. In the same way that the sensations of the body, are they self, is it me? Or is it more accurately known as sensations being known? If doubt arises, I don't know what we're doing. Thinking is being known.